Just read, as Menachem Netanel said over, that it's Yadua, it's known, that those who come to the Rebbe of Meilech, the Tzaddik, we know Tzaddikim b'misasam nekruim chayim, that the Tzaddikim, even when they are not with us physically, they are with us alive, even more than some people who are alive, who are physically alive. But the tzaddik, the gadol tzaddikim yoiser, are greater, gedolim, the tzaddikim are even greater, b'misasam, more than when they are alive. And it's known, it's yadua, I've heard countless stories. If there's one thing that everyone can focus on as you're here, I know it's been a long day, and I know sometimes you get a little tired, and you've been davening, and you're tired, but it's worth it to stop, to focus, to process, to daven, as we saw from the tzaddikim, but it's known. I know many stories of people who've had yeshuas. They've asked for children. They've asked for marriage. They've asked for refuas. They've asked for parnasa, many different things. That it's known that the tzaddik Rabbeilach, Rabbi Elimelech from Lezhensk, is listening. And of course, we know we don't daven to the tzaddik. You could speak to the tzaddik. You could talk to the tzaddik. Of course, the tzaddik can take the tefillas and bring it up to Shemayim. The tzaddik can take your tefillas and beg Hashem. It's also a makom kaddish that you can come directly to Hashem. So let's not forget that we have an opportunity here in the few minutes that we're here together to daven. First, we want to daven for Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael. Publicly, we're going to daven for all of the soldiers, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, the Tzava, the Israeli army, our Chaverim, our brothers and sisters who are in Gaza, our brothers and sisters who are in the West Bank, or wherever they are, B'chol Makom Shehem, that we're davening to the Rabbeinu Shalom that Hashem will be Shoimer, Hashem will protect all of the soldiers, will protect each and every one of them, will bring refuas and nechamas and yeshuas to the families of soldiers who were killed, al kiddush Hashem, because they're soldiers in the army, for soldiers who were hurt. And we all together, we daven and we have in mind. And of course, our hostage that we met, the parents, Mr. and Mrs. Cooperstein, I think that's their name, mm-hmm. Bar Avraham Ben Julia, amongst all of the hostages, as we were today in Majdanek, the death camp, where we saw the brutality and the sickness, beyond sickness, that the Goyim, that Amalek, Yimach Shemam, that the human beings, if we can even call them human beings, that the people, these subhumans, that they don't care what life is. A Yid, we've been saying the theme, we live, we bring out life. We're Mechazik Chayim, life is the most precious thing for a Jew. The Goy, the Russia, the Rishayim, the Amalek, they'll destroy, they'll do anything. So we have to mamish, strengthen our tefillah for all of the hostages. We can't not think about the hostages. We have to, especially that we're here right now by the Rebbe Ramailach. We're going to sing right now, and then I'm going to say something afterwards. Let us have in mind Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Let's please. Actually, you know what we're going to do better? Let's do V'yu Rachamecha Miskoilalim. We're going to daven Rachmanis. Let's think about all the soldiers. Let's think about the hostages. Think about whoever it is, Uriel Ben Tzipora.
Thank you.
All of the people who need refuas and yeshuas and nechamas, all of Klal Yisrael. We're here by the Rebbe of Mailach. The Rabban Shalom hears our tefillos. Hashem chose us to be here tonight. Tess, Adar, Beis, Mamash, Erev, Purim, Tafshin, Pei Dalet, that we're Zoyche, all of us, whoever Hashem chose you from Rosh Hashanah to be here, to daven. That's what we're here for. We're here to daven for Klal Yisrael. So we're going to do V'yu Rachamecha. We'll do it 10 times. And then we'll continue the message from the Rebbe of Mailach. And I want to suggest to everybody, after I say what I say, Mamish, take a few minutes by yourself, go in the corner, go do your thing and daven. Daven for your mother, daven for your father, daven for your siblings, daven for yourself, daven for people you know. Take it slow if you have to make a list. We're here by the Rebbe of Mailach. Let's do it 10 times. For Klal Yisrael, for the soldiers, and for the hostages, and for B'soich, anybody who needs Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim, Batsaru, Bashiv, Yehoimim, Bein Bayom, Uvein Bayabosh, Amokam, Yerachem, Aleim, Yoitzim, Nitzar l'rabot me'afela l'oiru m'shibud l'gula hashta ba'agala v'zman karvim v'noimar. Amen. V'yeyo
rachamecha v'yizkailin alam gachecha v'yeyo rachamecha
First thing is, I don't know if you've heard Reb Tzvi Kushalevsky, the Rosh Yeshiva of
Heichal Torah.
Heichal HaTorah, Kushalevsky's yeshiva, 88 years old, had his first child. 88 years old, had his first child. And I was thinking, and I'm sure many had a similar thought, to why were we zoicha, us, to witness something like that in our time. To see a person, Lamamish, like an Avram Avinu, having a Yitzchak at an age where Alpi Teva, it doesn't make sense. And I think one of the reasons, right, naturally it doesn't make sense that an 88-year-old who never had children in his lifetime, he never had children in his lifetime, he had a child. And I think one of the lessons that Hashem is giving us a message through the Rosh Yeshiva, through Tzvi Kushalevsky, is that you never know. You never know what your tefillas, you never know what Hashem can do. You think you're down and out. You think that your life is a certain way. You think that you don't have chances. There's no question if anybody would say, I'll bet $1 million, $2 million, $10 million, that this man will never have children, the bettors would say, yeah, he's not going to have children. But the person who believed that he could have children was Tzvi Kushelevsky. And I think the same, the lesson that Hashem, I think, is telling each and every one of us is that the Rebbeinu Shlomo could do anything. Hashem is kol yachol. Hashem could do anything. Hashem could do anything. It's us, as we were zoicha to be, some of us were zoicha to be by Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik HaKohen says, Tzadik from Lublin, says, just like it's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to believe in Hashem, so too, you have to believe in yourself. And it's not just a self-esteem pshat in Tzidkas HaTzadik. He's teaching a Jew that a Jew has to believe that he could bring Yeshuas by davening. A person's tefillas, as the Gemara in Bracha says, tefillas dvarim ha'imdim berumai shel oylam uvnei adam mezalzlin, which means if we knew the power, especially as we're standing here, all of us together, we knew the power of our tefillas, maybe that's the message that Hashem is giving us. Hashem is giving us maybe a message, guys, I'm with you. Guys, I'm listening to you. You never know. You never know when the door is going to open. Keep on knocking on the door, whatever you need, whether it's parnasa, whether it's a better relationship with your parents, whether it's better in learning, whether it's v'achrei p'sach libi b'sarasecha, as we sang today in the yeshiva, what a schus to sing, p'sach libi b'sarasecha. Hashem, open my heart in the Torah, v'achrei mitzvaysecha, tirdoif nafshi. Imagine if we would run to do mitzvahs, to daven to Hashem. So Mirtz Hashem, when we finish this, we'll continue our tefillahs. I just want to mention one thing. I was zoicha to be in touch with Reb Moshe Weinberger, with Rabbi Weinberger Shlita from Ish Kodesh. It was named after the Piazetzna, went out that far from the Ish Kodesh, from where he was murdered. Hashem Yikoyim Damav, Schusa Yagin Aleinu. And Rabbi Weinberger, I asked him, what's the message from the Rebbe Reb Mailach? So Baruch Hashem, I was zoicha that he told me like this, and I just really want to share from him, a tzaddik, that we're zoicha to be connected to. Baruch Hashem, we'll say his name publicly now, Harav Chaim Moshe Ben Perel and his family. He's one of the tzaddikim of the Dor. He's a person who's mashpia to thousands and thousands. I myself have been connected to Rabbi Weinberger for over 30 years, Baruch Hashem. And he said over like this. This is from the Rebbe Reb Mailach. And this is the message from the Rebbe Reb Mailach. On Aseres HaDibros, it says, Vayidaber, I don't know the exact pasuk, I don't have it right now. As I call it, Dvar Ma'ela Lamar. Lamar Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Lamar Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Says the Rebbe Reb Mailach, Schusa Yagan Elenu, HaKol Yisrael. Says the Rebbe Reb Mailach. Sometimes when we put on tefillin, we're disconnected and we don't know why we're putting on tefillin. Sometimes we keep Shabbos and we do Shabbos, but we don't know why we're connected to Shabbos. Sometimes we learn Torah and we forget why we're learning Torah. Sometimes we daven and we just say the words and we forget why we're davening. Says the Rebbe Reb Mailach, this disconnect that Gullus brings between ourselves and everything that we're doing. Vayidaber Elokim, what is it, Rabbi Weinberger? It's called Advarim Ha'ela Lamar. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. The whole purpose of everything that we're doing is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, is to be connected to Hashem. We put on tefillin because we want to connect to Hashem. We keep Shabbos because we want to connect to Hashem. We come to Poland. Of course, it's nice to ski also, which is also connecting to Hashem. But we come to connect to Hashem. We daven to connect to Hashem. We bench to connect to Hashem. And what we and the tachlis of everything we're doing, as the Rebbe Lev Yitzchak from Bardichev once, the story, I heard it differently, Rebbe Weinberger said over the story that he once, I've said this over in Yeshiva a few times, that once Rebbe Lev Yitzchak from Bardichev called the Kehila. It was a regular Tuesday afternoon. And he said, Rabbeisai, I want everybody to come to the shtibel. I want everyone to come to shul. Men, women, and children. And he called everybody, let's go. Everyone's got to come. And everyone was nervous. Maybe there's some decree. Maybe there's something terrible happening. And everyone came in. They were all ready to hear what the Rebbe Lev Yitzchak is coming to teach and tell and explain what's going on in a situation. And the Rebbe banged on the bima, and he says, I came to remind everybody that there's a Rebbeinu Shloim. I came to remind you all that whatever you're doing in life, there's a Rebbeinu Shloim. There's a Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And our shlichus in this world, our tachlis in this world, our tachlis of each and every one of us, as the Ramchal says in the beginning, is to have this relationship with Hashem. Every challenge that you have is only to bring you closer to Hashem. Every challenge that every Jew ever had, has, and will ever have is to bring us closer to Hashem. As so appropriate, we just read a few hours ago of the karbonus. The whole tachlis of the karbon is Malashin Karov, to bring us closer to Hashem, to bring me closer. It doesn't always feel that way. It doesn't always, we don't always process it that way. But that is the truth. And that's the teaching of the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim are telling us, wherever you are, find Hashem. The Rebbe Ramailach, we're standing here, guys. We're standing here. And the message is so loud and clear. October 7th, Simchas Torah happened to bring us closer to Hashem. Everything that happened to you in childhood, all the pain you went through in childhood, everything that you've gone through is all to bring you closer to Hashem, to bring you closer to yourself, to bring you closer to Klal Yisrael. It's all for us. And sometimes it's difficult for us to hear that. But that's also to bring you closer to Hashem. You hear that? Even that is to bring us closer to Hashem. To bring us closer to our tachlis. To bring us closer to why we're here on this world. Hashem should help all of us. Hashem should help each and every one of us. And God's Klal Yisrael. What do they say? Don't tell you, Hashem, how big your problems are. Say it. Don't tell Hashem how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big Hashem is. Tell your problems. Take a problem that you have and tell your problem. You know what, buddy? It's you and it's Hashem. Tell Reb Tzvi Kushlevsky, you have a problem. You've never had a kid. But guess what? Hashem's bigger than anything in the world. Hashem's bigger than anything. Hashem can do anything. So as we're going to now daven, I'm going to write down my problems right now, and I'm going to tell every problem. Now I'm actually practicing what I'm preaching, but I like to preach what I practice, but I've never done this. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to make a list. I'm going to go over every problem that I have, and I'm going to say, this problem, I just want to tell you, Hashem is bigger than you, and Hashem can take care of this like this. Pick a problem. Let's pick a problem. Who wants to pick a problem?
I want to pick a problem.
Yeah, go. Don't say your name. Pick a problem.
I'm insecure.
You're insecure. Hashem. I'm also insecure. We're all insecure. Hashem. Hashem. My insecurity is much smaller than you, Hashem. Hashem, you could help me become more secure.
I don't believe
in you. Every other problem.
Yeah. That's also a problem. So tell the problem of a lack of belief that Hashem can make you believe.
My problem is we're in Gullus.
Oh, so tell Hashem. Hashem's greater than Gullus. Hashem is bigger than that problem. We have to believe, guys. Let us believe together. Hashem will help each and every one of us. I'm writing down my problems right now. And all of us together, Klal Yisrael, let's tell Bar Avram ben Julia, you're a hostage. Guess what? Hashem is bigger than your problem being a hostage, and he could take you out. He could take you out. He's going to take you out with all the hostages, with all everything. Hashem is going to do it. Let us believe together. Amen.